You really know how to tell a good story.
This, Yankee, is not just a story. It's history. On this night, it is a mitzvah to be very explanatory and to praise Hashem's might in all its glory. We must feel as if we ourselves were set free, freed by Hashem from Egyptian bondage and tyranny.
Sadie, could you explain more before I fall asleep and snore?
Okay, I will explain the Haggadah Vayter. By the last plague, Pare was no longer a fighter. He was afraid he himself might die. Pare chased after Moshe and began to cry,
"Leave our land! Don't stop to say goodbye! I don't care if you have to fly!"
From the heat of the sun, matzahs baked on their backs. As the Jews left Egypt with dough in their sacks, but no sooner than the Jews had departed, Hashem made the Egyptians heavy-hearted.
"The Jews are escaping! Let us attack! Ooh, we will chase after them on horseback!"
Pare himself harnessed his own chariot.
I will personally get!"
Hashem told Moshe to raise his staff over the sea. All the Jews stood at the sea's edge ready. As the east wind blew the entire night, from the pillar of fire the Jews had light. The sea was split open. All the Jews jumped in.
"Charge after the Jews!"
"Yeah! Ooey gooey, my shoes! The land is all gooky and muddy!"
"Hold on to your buddy! My chariot, it's breaking!"
"My head, it's aching!"
To the Jews, it was dry land. To the Egyptians, it was hot, fiery sand. When the Jews were safe and sound, it was too late for the Egyptians to turn around.
"Hey, hey, what's going on? The waters are caving in, John! We're all gonna drown! Oh, oh, we'll never make it back to town!
Help! I can't swim!"
"That's your problem, Jim. I'm too busy being tossed to and fro.
I'm sinking to the bottom.
Oh, no.
I want my mommy. Help me. Somebody."
"Mommy.